This is episode number 282 of the Homeowner Show. Whether you're DIY or looking to hire, we're here to help you find the best information and options for you and your home. My name is Kevin Hackett. Here with me is Craig Williams.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Homeowner Show. We're so glad you could join us for another live episode here from the studio. How you doing, Kev?
Well, you know, it's another day, and, you know, everything's pretty good. There you go. People can actually see me now. Oh. We just laid asphalt at our house. I didn't even tell you about this.
You're not supposed to swear on the show.
I know. It is what it is. But
where'd you put asphalt?
Did you redo
the whole thing?
No. The front part's good. It needs to be resealed. There's no doubt about that. But from my actual, like, the concrete of my house, my garage, mm-hmm. driveway, all the way back to the mother-in-law house.
Oh.
And underneath my RV cover.
Okay.
And where I park my truck.
Okay.
So that's a pretty long distance.
That's a lot of asphalt.
It's a lot of asphalt. It took, it was a lot of dollars.
Yeah.
More dollars than most people probably expect.
I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it was a lot. Because it's 12 foot wide too, all the way back. So we did it right. It's like 2.5 inch thick. I mean, we definitely did it right. But the crazy thing was they got there about 9:30, and they had to do some prep. You know, they had a skid steer out there working, and had to put some rock down a little bit before. But they were done by 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
with the right equipment, it just doesn't take that long.
No.
Yeah.
No, they did it right. And really, really good guy. In fact, at some point, maybe we'll get him on the show because we've never had a guy.
What's the name of the company?
That does it. Armor. Armor Asphalt.
Okay.
So
is that his name?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but
I had a not so good experience with an asphalt company. So.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
the one out here that did yours out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, because they didn't.
Because it sucks.
They didn't do it right.
No.
Because there's no asphalt.
Well, no, there's no asphalt.
Well, this one, like
I
said,
had to redo it twice, and there's still no asphalt.
Yeah. No. This. So far, so good. I mean. You know, it'll be real interesting to, right now my camper is not put up yet. He said, give it 3 or 4 days. He said, really, it's not that big of a deal. It's just the cutting of the wheels couldn't, especially whenever you're cutting tires for,
It'll put grooves in that asphalt.
So he's like, just give it a little bit of time. So we haven't tried to put it. I'll probably put it up tomorrow, the next day. He came on Friday to do it. So,
okay.
But yeah, man, I'll tell you what's been the best part is my kids have a continuous road from our driveway all the way back to the mother-in-law's house to ride their bikes on.
That's nice.
And it's a distance.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the distance is, but it's, you know, 3.5 acres of property. And so they get a kick out of that, and they've been having fun. It's really fun going from the mother-in-law house back down to the road because it's downhill.
Oh, that is fun.
they don't really have to pedal or anything.
Is it smooth enough you think they could, like, roller skate on it?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they really did a good job. Whenever you come over, you'll be like, wow, it looks really nice.
That's awesome, man.
So, and honestly, I mean, while it's a lot of money, this guy did it for cheaper than anybody else. So, you know,
that's nice.
Yeah, we went with the cheaper route, and we were going to just do chip and seal. Are you familiar with chip and seal?
I'm not familiar with chip and seal.
I was not either. So chip and seal is basically, you see it on a lot of like country roads. It's basically they put down a layer of gravel, and then they put oil on the top, and then they put another layer of gravel on top of it.
Okay.
And that gravel just sticks into the oil. And it is pretty solid
right
as far as that goes, but it's not nearly what, it's pretty flat too. Or asphalt, you're going to get a layer of rock, basically. This is pretty flat. So it's very different. It was not that much cheaper to go with the chip and seal. So we bit the bullet. So, and literally bit the bullet. But it'll be a nice write-off.
Oh, you get to write it off.
Well, sure, I can.
You can.
Okay. Not everybody can. I can, and I'm not going to tell you how.
Okay.
But I can. but yeah, it'll be a nice little write-off.
Nice. So,
anyway, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's we got a lot of fun stories for you guys tonight. We're going to be running down three of them, starting with how HGTV is ruining America. That should be a fun little quick tidbit to get through. We're also going to talk about this story that broke with John Stewart, the real estate scandal with him. Tim Pool actually broke that. We're going to be looking at a clip from him. And then the big finale, the one that we're going to be taking credit for, is DeSantis revoking squatters' rights.
Of course.
We got a clip of that from the PBD podcast that we're going to be going through. So exciting show.
Yeah.
We got some fun stuff we're going to be talking about tonight.
Absolutely.
But before we can get to that, this episode of the Homeowner Show is brought to you by Lone Star Appliance Repair.
That's it. You can find them at 936-647-2364 for all of your appliance repair needs.
Yeah, and so I actually pulled up one of their ads that, well, not one of their ads, one of their posts that they're running. They recently, a lot of people think about when your appliance is broken.
Okay.
That's when you call an appliance repair company, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But they also do like general maintenance on them.
Right.
And so one of the big maintenances that you can have done to an appliance is like your dryer. You know, one of the biggest fire hazards in your home can be an unkempt dryer.
Right.
The lint can accumulate within the system itself. It can get in the line. The line can get clogged. It can create a really dangerous situation. And it's not necessarily easy to clean. Now, it can't be pretty easy to clean that exhaust line.
Right.
But the inside of the dryer also needs to be addressed. There's parts of that that need to be looked at to make sure that you're not creating some hazards in there as well.
Right.
And that's when you get a professional to come out and take a peek, make sure that everything's in tip-top shape.
Well, and a lot of people think that you just got to clean that little tray.
Right.
Which, the tray's important.
It's helpful.
It's helpful, but that there's a whole duct system that goes from that tray down, and if you think that you're... tray, it's a filter. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I keep calling it a tray. It's a filter.
It is a tray, but...
But yes, you pull the tray with a filter in it. The filter, shocker for everyone out there, does not catch everything.
No.
So...
It's got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere, and it's part of the reason you got to clean that exhaust, but there's a section of your dryer that goes from the filter to where the exhaust actually begins. So it's all got to get done.
Yeah.
It's important.
So anyway, that's just one of the many things that they can take care of. Anyway, give them a call, 936-647-2364, serving all of Montgomery County, greater Houston area. They'd love to get a call from you or a text.
Or text.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can email them, but, you know, just call them.
Right. What? Hey, look, if you're ready to do that, just email them. No, don't email them. I'm just kidding. Call them.
Or you can email them, I heard about you on the Homeowner Show.
Oh, there you go.
They'd love to hear that.
Yes, let them know that they're getting some business from us.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. So anyway, let's jump into the first one. We have this clip. I pulled this clip off of TikTok. It showed up in my feed mostly because I think I watch, or like because of what we do, I get a lot of home improvement stuff coming through on TikTok. If you didn't know, you could follow us on TikTok.
That's right.
But this clip, okay, I don't actually know who these people are. I just loved what they had to say.
It's funny.
It's Sophia Bush and Hillary Burton, which I think, if I read the notes on the clip right, they're from One Tree Hill.
So One Tree Hill.
Is that it? Okay. Uh-huh. I don't even know why they're talking about this. But it's one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let it roll, man.
Okay, here we go.
The home improvement shows have destroyed people's lives.
Well, they've ruined. They've ruined personality.
Girl, if I see
one more distressed pop.
Oh.
Well, what are you going to say?
I'm saying contractor gray and beige walls so you can... You can work on the resale value of your home. I don't give a shit about the resale value of your home. I don't care. Paint it purple.
Okay,
paint it green. Paint it red. Everything.
So I've been watching this competition show on HGTV
lately.
I think it's called like Rock the Block.
Okay.
And apparently it's like their number one show.
Okay. I've not watched it yet.
Which is why I was like, okay, if it's their number one, they're saying it's their number one show, I'm going to see what's going on.
Sure.
And it's it's typically like a designer and a contractor that are teamed up. A lot of times it's like a husband and wife. They're trying to do like the Chip and Joanna Gaines thing.
Right.
But it's them versus like three other couples, and they all get like a certain amount of money to redo an entire house, and they all have to do like the same room the same day, and then they all get judged.
Okay.
And they get like a week to knock it out.
Huh.
I'm watching it, and like the way they set the show up is like, well, these two people are going to be fighting it out to do this. And it's like, no, like they each have like these massive crews
that
come through and do all this stuff.
Right.
But they just do like the money shots of these guys, like sanding a 2x4.
Right.
And it's like, that guy's doing nothing.
Nothing.
He's not doing anything.
And it's not, that piece is not even going in the house.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying the guy sanding the 2x4 doesn't know what he's doing.
Sure.
He's probably a really experienced guy. I mean, like, you don't get to be on those kinds of shows if you don't have any experience.
Right.
But like, I'm sorry. Like, there's no way that they are skilled craftsmen that can do every bit of a kitchen install.
Not that quickly.
No. And like, I don't care how big of a help your designer friend is. Like, they're helpless.
Right.
And honestly, most of the, and like to the point that these gals are making, like most of the stuff that they're doing is so stupid.
It is. And they're really harping on, which they're going to get about to get into this, which I think is so great.
Yeah.
They're really harping on going, look, if you like your house, do with it what you want to.
Yeah.
Your resale value doesn't matter right now. Live in it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. All right, yeah, here we go.
It was red.
No, everything in my world was purple.
Yeah. Ugh. We were color-coded.
I was pissed.
But this idea that that everything is like supposed to be beige and gray and really simplified really bothers me. Mm-hmm. And part of that is decluttering your home so that the resale value, you know, is high and that's easy to sell in the future. You can't be in a relationship worried about the exit. Right? Mm-hmm. And you're in a relationship with your home. You got to treat that home like it's your woman. And you have to dress it up and your accessorize woman. It and treat it well.
Adorn it. Give it gifts.
Bejewel it.
Hello.
Yeah.
Your house deserves rings.
Yes. I'm saying.
Everywhere are cringing.
So yeah,
these two
treat your house like it's your fancy girlfriend. You that's what I want for you guys.
Well.
All right, well, that's it.
I like it. I think towards the end of the clip, she actually says, yeah, just treat your house like it's your fancy girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's, I mean, and she, the thing that I like about what she's saying there, and this is so true, is like, I have people come over to my house.
Right.
And I'm, you know, there's a lot of people that apologize when you come over to their house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's so dirty. And it's like, well, you just spent 7 hours cleaning it, so I don't really know why you're apologizing for the fact you knew I was coming over. But I kind of look at people and I'm like, sorry, I live here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
Yeah.
You're welcome in my home that I live in.
I like you. You're invited into our mess.
Right. I've got two children. I got a dog. All of them live in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I got two dogs outside. They don't come in my house. But, like, it's just what it is. Like, if I like that, who cares what everybody else likes, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, if that's how you enjoy, but like if you like it immaculately clean, by all means.
No. And I'm not saying you shouldn't clean your house.
Yeah.
And that's not my point. My point isn't that you should declutter it just because someone else thinks you should. It's do what you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you should be a slob in general.
Yeah.
Don't be a slob. But you want to not have a gray wall? Don't have a gray wall. You know?
Well, I do like kind of, you know, I don't know, tense up at that whole idea. It's like, well, you need to do this for the resale value. Like, ugh. And there are some things that you do to not intentionally devalue your home.
Sure.
Right. But like, if you're going to tell me like to her point, like the paint colors, like you can't do anything other than gray or beige.
That's
because
dumb.
You're gonna ruin it. I don't care.
Well, I mean, and that's one of those things. How easy is that to fix?
Yeah.
If you want to sell your home, that's different.
Paint it.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, paint's cheap.
Yeah.
Really. And now painters may not be cheap, but paint is cheap.
Oh, dude! Like we're like in like three or four days, the interior of my home is about to just get like flipped.
Really?
Yeah. Like we're getting the whole inside painted.
Good for you, man.
Getting a bunch of repairs done to like sheetrock and stuff for my kids have kicked holes in walls and
yeah, because you live in your home.
I live in, yeah.
Yeah.
like what else? We're getting a vent hood put in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
We're getting the bottom cabinets finished.
Dang.
What else are we doing? There's a bunch of stuff we're getting.
The bottom cabinets? Oh, it's about to happen.
Like finally finishing our master bath. Like the ceiling needed to be completed and finished. And the room needed to be painted. It's just stuff.
Yeah.
That just needs to be done.
That you put off.
Which I don't have time to do it.
No.
And I don't want to.
Nope.
And so.
Pay someone else.
Yeah, Billy's going to come knock it out for me.
Look, it's one of those deals where I say this a lot. That we talk about contractors on this show all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things. Our calculator doesn't work, but the calculator is important.
Sure.
Like, how badly do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Because if the answer is you don't want to do it, then it's probably going to cost you more in your emotional health,
right.
Your desire to live life well. it's going to cost all of those things.
Yeah.
As opposed to just paying someone and being done with it.
Yeah.
And if you need to wait an extra month or two to save up the money, that might be your best option.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's probably going to take that long to get to it anyway, because I'm busy.
So anyway, good clip. Let's hit the next one. The next one is actually a clip from Timcast IRL. Timcast is a nightly news story program. They basically have a panel that gets on and discusses the big news stories of the day, what the implications of it are. Anyway, Tim broke the story of this whole John Stewart real estate scandal.
Right.
And the scandal is he accused Donald Trump of fraud because of some real estate dealings and how he managed the taxes on some of his properties. And I felt like this one would be close to home for you, since I know that you've been dealing with property tax.
Yes.
Fun.
Wonderful.
Issues.
It's excellent.
Yeah. So I figured you'd be a little sympathetic.
A little.
Not towards John Stewart, probably, in this one. But anyway, we got this really cool clip from Timcast. He breaks it down, and we'll let you know what we think.
All right, here we go.
DeSantis eliminates squatter
clip.
Rights.
That's the wrong
clip.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Kevin. Act like you've been here before. All right, well, look.
This is not going to take too long,
but everybody's not perfect.
Well,
I mean, I've been more perfect in my life than right now, but it's coming up. Are you ready?
I realized I was wrong once.
Yeah, and then I
was mistaken.
Mistaken, yeah. Okay, here we go. We're ready to go over now.
Here's the big story for the day. John Stewart overvalued New York City apartment by 829%, yet accuses Trump of crime for overvaluing. Quote, the Attorney General
of... sink in for everybody real quick. Because he just gets to, like, the stink of it right away.
829%.
Holy crap.
You overvalue by 829%.
Yeah. Like, you know what that reminds me of?
Tell me.
It reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where George buys John Voight's car.
Oh, yes. But it's John Voight's car.
Yeah, but it's a LeBaron.
Exactly.
You bought a LeBaron?
You bought a LeBaron?
But it's John Voight's.
John Voight's.
I can almost imagine that's exactly what happened in this situation.
Yeah, so he's telling his friends, he's like, you paid what? But it was John Stewart's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry.
All right, here we go.
Carry on.
Yet accuses Trump of crime for overvaluing. Quote, the Attorney General of New York knew that Trump's property values were inflated because when it came time to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. Now, we talked about this story because I stumbled upon this rather in real time and by accident. I had been doing a segment on Jon Stewart criticizing Kevin O'Leary, who is a real estate developer who, I would say, passively defended Trump. In the fraud trial in New York, in New York State, they claim that it's not just about New York properties either. It's about lenders in New York and even D.C. properties and Florida. They claim that Donald Trump committed fraud by overvaluing the properties to secure larger loans when he knew they weren't worth as much. And how did he know? Well, John Stewart says, because when it came time to pay taxes, he paid a lower amount.
He's about to say any sane human being knows if they've ever bought a piece of real estate.
Right.
Like, if you want to say, like, again, this is not an endorsement for Trump whatsoever, but if you want to say that he committed fraud, you need to throw the bank that gave him the loan
With it.
With it.
That's right.
Because it is the bank's job to do their due diligence to value property that they are lending money against as collateral.
Yes.
So, like, if he was able to, like, pull the wool over their eyes somehow, like, that's their fault.
It is.
Not his.
Right.
Because all he can do is just give them information that they ask for.
Right.
And but, like, we're also talking about a guy that owns real estate worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
So it's just a whole different ballgame. And if you think that you have the bank up your rectum when you're trying to get a loan, imagine what it's like when you're dealing with properties that are worth that amount of money.
That's a lot of money.
I can imagine that they did their diligence and that they, if he secured loans based off the value of these properties, it's either moronic banks or I don't know. I really don't know what the other option
is. The money has to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, it just does.
Either that or the banks are stupid.
What? Right. And they have to get the money from somewhere, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So exactly. Anyway, carry on.
Amount. As any sane human being who works in real estate or has ever bought a house knows, or maybe just perused Zillow, tax assessed value is done by the government, but usually a local assessor. And
okay, hold on, right there. Tax. In Texas, I don't know where it is everywhere else. Mm-hmm. In Texas, the tax assessor is not a government agency.
It's not a government agency pretty much anywhere.
Okay. So he's not quite right in what he just said. He said that it's a, you know, the government values your tax based on the tax assessor, which is not exactly right. The tax assessor assesses, it's a completely in, they're an independent agency. Now they are audited by the government to make sure that they're doing things legally and ethically and all that kind of stuff. But I do think it's important. This is something I was not aware of. I do think it's important for people to know that your house being assessed by the tax assessor, the local tax assessor, like we live in Montgomery County. The Montgomery County tax assessor is an independent agency not working with the government.
Right.
That's important to delineate.
Yeah, absolutely.
The comptroller is
I don't know that he's contradicting that in this story.
I don't think he is either. It's just a little delineation that I want to make sure that people are aware of.
He's not pointing that out.
No, he's not.
But I think it would actually further make the case that he's trying to make.
Right.
So
anyway,
if you need help,
typically with this tempo, different just give us from call. The real market value. To argue that Trump committed fraud over this is to lie. So while I was doing the segment, I said, I'm sure John Stewart sold property, right? Well, sure enough. Big news that he sold a property for $17.5 million. I pulled up the county records, and what did I find? The actual assessed value, market value, not tax assessed, from the city was $1.8 million. Why then would John Stewart sell it substantially higher than that? To make matters worse, according to the Post-Millennial, actually, it's the New York Post who covered the story, the individual who bought it ended up selling it a few years later for $13 million, losing more than $4 million, a 26% loss. So dare I say, John Stewart overvalued a property at sale, telling a person it was worth 17.5 when he knew the government said it was 1.8. That individual lost $4 million. Dare I say, John Stewart, if by his standard, Trump has committed fraud, so has he. Well, John Stewart responded to the story.
Here we go.
He says, OMG. I've been caught doing something not remotely similar to Trump. I guess all I need to do now is start a fraud college, steal classified documents, bankrupt casinos, pay hush money, grab women, discriminate in housing, cheat at golf, and foment insurrection, and you'll revere me. I gotta make
This is how it always goes, man. Like, of course, you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar and people point out your hypocrisy.
Exactly.
And so what do? You just go, well, yeah, that was bad. But it's not as bad as all this stuff.
Exactly.
It's just classic hypocrite, man. Exactly. It's like, okay, yeah, that was bad. But like, as long as I can point you the other direction and go, well, look at all the bad stuff that the other guy actually did.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those classic situations of like, look, if you're going to make fun of someone, make sure that you don't have something that they can make fun of you back at.
This is
the same thing. Like, this is classic, you know, like playground bullying tactics. You got to know what they are.
The problem here, though, is like, here's a guy that was actually saying, like, we need this guy to go to jail because he's committed fraud.
Right.
Well, under the same litmus test, he's committed fraud.
100%.
You know, but like, no one who is of rational mind thinks that John Stewart committed fraud.
No.
He probably used his celebrity to sell a not-so-great property for a 897% more than what it was actually worth.
The John Voight syndrome.
The John Voight syndrome, as which it will always be known it by will, now.
Yes, it will be.
He LeBaroned him.
He LeBaroned him. it's so funny. I mean, it's just like...
I'm actually impressed that the other guy didn't lose more.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I mean, he probably sold it. It's like, hey... I got John Stewart's loft.
That's exactly. It's
like, get me out from this thing.
Yeah, right. And some other guy's going, I'm not a schmuck. It's not even worth that, but I'll buy it for this, you know?
Maybe he signed one of the tiles in the bathroom or something. Who knows?
I doubt it. He ran is what he did.
But yeah, he got
out. As soon as he sold that thing, he's like booking it.
Dude, who wouldn't?
I would.
Who wouldn't?
Exactly.
Like, if you have the opportunity to make that, who knows? I don't know what he paid for it.
Doesn't matter.
But
I mean,
like,
he didn't pay $18 million for it.
But again, that's not the game that we're playing here. The game that we're playing is he valuing it over what the city had it assessed at?
He is.
Absolutely, he's doing that.
Yep.
And so, like, if you want to call that fraud, well, then you both need to go before the judge.
It's not going to turn out the way you want it to here.
No.
If the same measuring stick is being used... And it should be.
It absolutely should be. It's the same city.
That's right. It's right. It's just it is what it is.
Yeah. And again, like, this is not to defend Trump.
No.
This is just like...
It could be anybody, right?
This
it could
is
be
Martha an Stewart. A-hole celebrity who...
Sorry. Why not? Why couldn't it be Martha Stewart?
Right, yeah. Let's just all dog pile on her.
Anyway, continue.
Well, I don't think she was ever on HGTV. No, so well, maybe.
That's true.
Why couldn't it be one of them?
Exactly. Just not Chip and Joanna. I like them.
Are they on HGTV?
Well, they were, weren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were at one time.
I have no idea.
It's where their show started.
It could be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They have like their own thing now.
They do.
They have their own theme park. And
yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. For sure.
Are we allowed to speak ill of them? I mean, no.
I mean, not. I like them. They're good, wholesome people.
I need to like just have a list of like why I hate Chip and Joanna Gaines. I don't actually hate them. It's just right. Like, I feel like I need to now.
You need to just because I think you shouldn't.
Chip and Joanna need to be taken down a peg or two.
And they're Texans. Come on, man. Like they're from over there in Waco. No big deal. They're good people.
All right. So, and this the last story we're going to run with today is one that we actually need to take credit for because we're the ones that actually broke this.
Of course.
And let the world know about all these stories that were happening where people were having their property squatted on.
How long have we been talking about this?
At least 3 months.
It's been a while.
At least 3 months. It may be longer than that. But, like, we've been hitting it pretty hard for the last month, I know.
Yep.
And anyway, on... PBD podcast the other day, Patrick and David, they didn't break the story, but like DeSantis released a new bill that they passed in Florida revoking squatters' rights.
About time.
So anyway, we got this clip from the PBD. He's going to run through the story, and then he got a clip from DeSantis himself explaining what just happened and why they did it. You ready?
Right. Yes, I'm ready. This time it's the right one.
Sweet.
DeSantis eliminates... squatter rights.
Yeah.
Okay. Gives power to cops to remove offenders because a couple squatters in New York, one guy Venezuelan, illegal Venezuelan, I believe, is teaching people how to actually go squatting in New York. I don't know if you saw this step by step process on how to do
it. So this is actually a TikTok account you can go and find. Uh-huh. It's a Venezuelan guy, and he actually teaches people how to find vacant properties, what to look for. Most of it is in Spanish, and he has gotten well-known in all the wrong ways because he recently posted a video crying about how mean people are being to him now and how he's being pursued by authorities.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, okay, one, you're in the country illegally.
Right.
So you got that.
That's one.
What they're going to be coming after you. Two, like you've gone on the internet and told people how to break the law.
Right.
How to steal people's property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
Right.
Like when you showed your face.
Right.
And made the account public. Mm-hmm. And it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
How many more check boxes do we have to
just, like? And then you get on same set account crying.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah,
what was me?
It's yeah. Anyway, it's you can go look it up.
Yep.
They're protected, and this is what DeSantis does. Governor DeSantis signed legislation into law eliminating squatter rights, stating we are in the state of Florida, ending the squatter scam once and for all. The new law, effective July 1st, criminalizes squatting and empowers property owners to swiftly remove squatters, addressing previous challenges where squatters were treated as tenants, requiring lengthy legal battles for eviction. DeSantis highlighted the severity of the issue by comparing Florida's approach to states like California and New York. Rob, do you have the video of him explaining this? Go ahead and play this clip.
Does your house belong to you?
Yes.
Or if you are not using it, can someone just come in, squat for a period of time, and then claim that they have a right to be there? This so-called squatter scam is something that's happening around the country. There's even videos telling people how to go in and take over an empty house. That was never how the law was supposed to work. And in Florida, we are going to take action today to end this scam and to protect the private property rights of our homeowners. You should not have anyone go on your property and take it over and then try to assert some rights. It's absurd. We're going to put an end to it today, and we'll be leading the way yet again in the process.
Yeah, so here's the deal, man. This is one of the most baller moves in politics I've seen in a while.
I agree.
Like, if you're going to... In my opinion, DeSantis is like one of the greatest governors that we've ever seen. And not because like I agree with everything that he's done, but like the dude just like stands on his principles and does what he says.
Well, he's not
do.
Afraid.
No.
I mean, if you're going to go after Disney, you're not afraid.
No.
I mean, and he didn't just go after him. Like, he tried to cut him out at the knees, man.
Yeah.
Like, and did a pretty good job of that.
He cut into him pretty good.
Yeah.
The deal with this though, man, is he is making moves to make Florida so attractive.
Oh yeah,
and differentiated from all the other states.
Which is, let's just say, people are fleeing in droves
still
from some of these states like California.
Yeah,
and he states California right there. We're differentiating ourselves from them, and he's going, look, everybody's moving to Texas.
Yep,
how about coming to Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of just putting it out there, you know?
Well, look, what he's saying is if you value property rights, here's a state that will actually stick up for them.
Yeah.
And which
he's doing it.
If you are a real estate investor and you're looking at your bank account and you go, well, I have this money that I need to invest. I need to put it into some property. Mm-hmm. I could put it in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I could put it in California. I could put it in Oregon. I could put it in Washington.
Lots of places.
Sorry, you know.
True.
You know, there's Nevada. I mean, like, there's all these places. I could put it there, but will it be safe?
Who knows?
Because if I buy a property there, what's to keep somebody from squatting on it, claiming squatter's rights, and then I'm just footing the bill for the next 6 months as we go through a legal battle of eviction with someone that was never leased the property in the first place.
I mean, clearly the other governments are not taking care of this.
Obviously.
They're not.
And so the money's, I mean, like, DeSantis is putting it out there and saying, like, look, want a good, safe place to put your money? I'll kick him out.
That's right.
I'll kick him out.
I love it. And the thing is, like, there is no way that there are certain areas of the country where this is not going to go well, right?
What do you mean?
A squatter situation. It's not going to go well. Like, because I told you the other day, you come into my house.
Okay, I got you.
And you squat in my house.
You're talking about individuals sticking up for themselves.
It is not going to go well.
Right.
And what is there to protect those people that everybody in their right mind is going to look at them and go, look, they had every right to go in there guns blazing. Every right, because it's their house. Nobody goes into your house and takes over.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it works.
Well, the problem is the police are arresting the people that are trying to take their property
exactly
back.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So now you got a governor who's put something in place is going, no, no, no. We're going to give the people that deserve the rights, the rights. And it's not that the squatter laws were made, like you said, that's not what they were intended for.
Right.
It's not like they're there to be harmful. They're there to be helpful.
Yeah.
So let's make them helpful. It's what we've been preaching for months now that we've been breaking these stories.
Thank you for listening to us, Mr. DeSantis.
That's right. Finally, someone's been listening.
Get through to you.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you're welcome. Now it's on to the other 49.
That's right.
So we need you to get on board here, Greg Abbott. I mean, because we have the same issues here. I don't think they're as severe here as they are in, like, you know, states like New York.
Yeah.
And some others, but like it's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, and there's got to be people like DeSantis out there. Mm-hmm. That are going to have to lead the way,
right?
Because and I think Abbott would gladly do something.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have any problem with it. I mean, like, somebody's got to go first, mm-hmm. you know, and like there's no shame in being second.
No.
So just don't be third.
Right. And definitely don't be like in the 40s.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing, man, is like, I think this is going to be one of those things that other governors are going to look at 6 months from now going, if I'd have pulled the trigger. And like, when we start, well, and honestly, it may take longer than that because it'll be in an election cycle when a lot of governors are up for re-election.
Sure.
That's when we're going to start seeing a lot of this stuff either happen or not happen and being preached against. And they're going to be like, look at, you know, Florida did this and look at how bad it went and whatever. But like, I actually don't care how it goes. I'm more interested in the state upholding the rights of the individual.
Sure.
I really don't care if it goes well or it goes bad. Uh-huh. I just want the state to stick up for the individual whose rights are being trampled on.
Right.
Like that's all I ask. Mm-hmm. So like it could go horribly wrong.
Sure.
As long as we're still upholding those rights.
Right. I agree.
So it's an interesting one. It'll be fun to watch from a distance over here, and see how it goes in Florida. I think it's going to do nothing but good. I think they're going to get a massive influx of cash,
sure,
from investors now.
I think so too.
Because Florida is looking more and more like a good place to stick your money, even with property being overvalued. If it's overvalued, if it's safe,
people don't mind paying more.
That's right. For security.
You got it.
So,
I would.
Yeah. Do you know, I read the other day some of these cases that we've, you know, some of these cases, the stories that we've broke talking about squatters like in New York. Do you know how these squatters, you know, like one of the strategies they use to secure their place in these houses and buildings?
Well, we've talked about a number of them. So,
well, there was one I hadn't heard of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was they go and they get a power bill in their name.
Oh, really?
Or like a telephone bill.
So now they've got proof that they're a resident.
Yeah, that's their proof of residency, is like a simple phone bill.
Well, and by the way, a lot of these places are like where we're located, we can really only get one electric bill. That's our only option.
Right.
But there's a lot of places where you can get multiple.
Right.
And all you got to do, probably go down the street and find the other place that'll let you get an electric bill, and boom, you're in.
Yeah, and I think
that's interesting.
Yeah, I think what's going to have to happen there is some of these utility companies are going to have to start having proof of lease,
background checks differently.
You know, a copy of the deed. Mm-hmm. You know, to make sure that they're, you know, offering services to people who are authorized to get those services.
Yep.
I mean, because like, how easy is it to like get internet hooked up in a, like, they don't ask any questions.
No,
they just ask for your address and a credit card.
No, I mean, I was talking to someone the other day, and contractor's been on our show, and he got this happens. I mean, I get it. He got a call from the renter. I need you to put insulation in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Come put insulation in the house. It's like, okay, well, at what point you're like, okay, sure, I'll do that.
Right.
But that renter doesn't own that house. What if that renter puts insulation? I mean, this is insulation. This is a decent size project.
Right.
You want to come put insulation in the house. Like, what if it's the wrong kind? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that could definitely happen. No, well, I only want to pay for this cheap junk, and now it's a problem down the road. I don't know where the line is on that. Mm-hmm. I really, really don't. But I do know that whenever it comes to what we're talking about here, there's gonna have to start being some things that you go, no, I gotta check this first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
all right, man. Good stuff tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like all these stories.
Yeah, it's good. It's really, really good. Well, thank you guys for hanging with us and spending time with us this evening. If you're live with us, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube and on Facebook, and we would appreciate it very, very much. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcast or anywhere else, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. It really, really helps us as well. So, yeah, we're here each and every Tuesday. And throughout the week as well. Until next time, see you later.
See ya.